Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Hello.
Hello. Still getting all set up in here.
A little less than 2 minutes.
That's what? My Madea impression, Vinny.
Let's hear it.
Hello.
Oh.
That's my Madea impression, Vinny.
Those movies.
I love them.
I know. My brother works. I told you, that's one of my brother's key accounts. He works specifically with that. Whoever makes those.
Great. Tyler Perry, of course.
They're dudes together.
Yeah.
And he makes all... That guy cranks them out. Dude.
Yeah,
they're
does.
Not like some
one every Halloween, one every
Christmas,
Valentine's Day, one every Christmas.
For any reason,
sure.
Yeah. I've never gone to the movies to go see them, so I've never actually paid for them. I wait for them to come on my TV.
I see.
But whatever one's on, I'll be like, oh, watch that. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, for that reason, he ends up working with that guy all the time.
Nice.
Like, funny.
Does he say anything about him? Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, they are buddies.
Oh,
they work
good.
Together all, I don't know how many movies a year that guy makes, mm-hmm. but they're buddies.
Like three.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen, I don't know if it was on Cribs or what the F I saw it on, but Tyler Perry, I think he's got an estate in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta. He's got like a compound.
Dude. Compound is the word for it. Like, it's outrageous. Like, Oprah was walking. I think I might have seen it on Oprah. Oprah was walking around going, holy crap. Like, and for Oprah to be holy crap in your house, it's got to be something.
Right.
Like, it's just magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Acres and acres of rolling ground and all, everything. And if you can dream it up, Tyler Perry has built it on his compound.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And yep. I understand he employs a lot of people.
Sure. Well, he must. That place looks like it takes an army to run.
Yeah. Just with all his production companies
sure.
and all the stuff he does.
I wonder if he actually does some of the production on his estate.
He like, probably does.
On his compound. Why
yeah.
wouldn't you?
Right.
We'll just shoot it at my house, you guys.
Why are we talking about him? Did he have...
Oh, because...
She said hello.
I said hello.
And you know who that is?
Tyler Perry.
That reference?
No, I didn't know that was specific to that.
She repeated me.
Oh.
And I said, do it again, because she said it was a Tyler Perry thing.
Yeah,
oh,
and then
okay.
you had just put on your headphones.
Got it, okay. Yeah, because I wouldn't have recognized where that was
no,
from.
No, no.
Not even a little bit.
It's like, hello, lurv.
Silly.
Noise.
Hey, did you encounter any accidents on the way in? Because I did.
I did, yeah.
There's
so,
many.
When I left here yesterday, there was the threat of this big storm, right?
Uh-huh.
So I call one of my guys, and I'm like, let's try to go surfing before this storm hits.
Right.
And we were in the ocean for about an hour, and it was sheet glass, perfect, beautiful. You know when the clouds are just kind of open in certain spots and there's rays shooting through?
Yes, yeah.
It was
beautiful.
Like, it was such a weird, beautiful, also shark attack-y feeling, like when you're out in that water. But then we watched it roll in.
Mm.
We're seeing the wind kick up. We're starting to see the rain.
Oh.
And since that point yesterday afternoon or whatever, and I'd read reports today was going to be pretty heavy.
Yes.
So this morning, I left super early.
Mm.
I did I never drive slow, ever. And there I was, driving all slow. I left
very
so
relaxing.
Early, and I didn't even care.
Yeah.
I'm like, who cares?
Right.
I'm just going to do 45.
On the highway?
No, on 17. I mean, okay. After that, I had to do 65 or so on
the
freeway.
Speed limit, sure.
But man, it was heavy. I had no problem. If you leave a little early, you'll have no problem.
Right.
It's nothing like last year.
Mm. Well, not yet.
Right.
Because there were some days last year where I was like, I might have to just pull over. My windshield wipers cannot keep up with this.
Yes.
So yeah, it was nothing like that when we talk about heavy rain. But it was heavy. And yes, right the minute I got on 85 from 17, dude, turned around and rolled over on its side.
Oh, God. No.
And he actually, no one was even there yet. He was standing by his car.
Oh.
You're not supposed to. Well, I guess you have to get out of your car.
He climbed out of it.
Oh,
I mean,
my
I
goodness.
Actually.
Yeah. Right.
It took me a minute to process. Wow, he climbed out of that car.
Well,
he had to climb
yay.
Out.
Good that he lived.
Up through a window, because it was on the driver's side door.
Wow.
So that was the first one. The second one was by the airport, and that one was about three or four cars big and lots of lights.
Emergency vehicles.
Yeah, lots of them.
Well, take it easy. Pull a Vinny and go leave early and go slow.
That's hardly pulling a Vinny, but
right. Pull Sarah.
Today's yeah, pull Sarah doesn't worry because she just goes slow all the time.
Right.
I actually like did. Slow. I left a little early too, and then right, I was going slow, and but when I was coming 280, the connector ramp, there was a vehicle. All the lights were happening, and we were stopped for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you said you were running a little late this morning.
So, but you know, you just sit there and wait for the officers to tell you when to go.
Yep. There's certain things you can't control in life. So just take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, shake them out a little. Get there when you get there.
Yep.
Better to get there in one piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure and have your headlights on during the daylight hours.
Yeah.
Obviously for the
rain. I've noticed that it seems like the newer cars, because that's a rule, like when I turn my windshield wipers on, my lights go on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, which is nice. I don't have to remember to do it.
Yeah.
You've got a smart car.
It's smarter than I am, because I would definitely not remember to do that.
Mine's aren't. Yeah. I bet mine does that too. Yeah. I have to ask John about that.
A lot of cars just have running lights when they're on all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Which is good. Today.
What are you laughing at? Yeah.
John is a Mercedes salesman. It's so fun. I'll have to ask John about that. I'm sitting there looking at you like,
he'll know.
He will know, but he's also probably like, do you know I talk about cars all day?
He strikes me as a guy who continue to talk about these subjects that he's interested in all day.
Probably,
Yeah. As he said before.
And sometimes when we're in the car, he will talk about the car.
Oh, is that so? He points out the features.
Yeah, he'll like play with something, and I'm always like, "Don't mess up!" Like I like it the way it is. Right. Don't mess. You can move the seat, but don't mess up my.
I know.
Radio
I have
settings.
Everything set the way I want it to be set.
But
please,
I mean,
don't mess with it.
He's all just push button number one, and everything will go back to normal. All your head, your mirrors, and your seat, everything will just go back.
Oh, like your driver number
one. But I'm like, all right, but whatever. but so he will. He'll be talking to me, and I turn up the radio. And then...
That's your first hint.
Does he get the point?
Yeah.
That's your first lob across the bow.
Mm-hmm. Does he just talk?
Please shut
the
bleep up.
He talks louder.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And then I turn it up a little bit more. And he turns up a little bit more.
Probably a bad time to bring up, you know, the differences between men and women. But, man, it is funny
mostly
how...
it's the news I'm waiting to hear, you know?
Mostly when I get in any woman's car... Summer, it almost feels like summer or winter, those damn heat seaters are cranked. And I don't know if you keep yours on full time, but like, I'll get in Jane's car to move her car, and my ass is on fire before I've even moved out of the...
I feel like I have to, mine don't go on automatically.
Yeah,
even if I had them on, I got to push the button to turn it on.
I think she leaves, hers must have
a dial or something
where it stays on.
Yeah.
But yeah, like yesterday I got in and was all, whoa!
My butt.
I have those. I hardly ever, unless it's freezing out, I hardly use them because I don't actually like, I feel like my ass gets sweaty.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just trying to make me go to the number one.
Yeah, it can do that.
Oh.
But I don't need it. I never feel cold enough to want that. But God, the missus has it on.
She likes it cranked. Some people like it to cook their butts.
And she actually, it's partly she'll go, I like it. It keeps my back loose or whatever. Okay. I don't know if that's just.
Some people do like that, like a heat thing.
Well, I find
heating pad.
It seems to be a girl thing, but maybe not. If you don't like
John loves it cranked.
He does?
He does.
I think my husband uses his, too.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm only around girls, so of course, that's what I would think.
Right.
Not around too many dudes.
Hooman's birthday celebration continues today.
Oh, no. Can we stop talking about
What'd you say?
We did it all day yesterday, every 5 minutes.
We don't have to talk about it, but Hooman's birthday celebration. We're all going to go. We're going to a lunch and a movie today.
Oh.
He set up a little screening of that Three Billboards, which does look good. Is he back from getting the papers yet?
He's doing some audio stuff.
Is he?
And so you guys had his party last night?
No, his party is Saturday night.
Today is not the party.
No.
Last night wasn't the party.
No.
There's a party
Saturday
night.
There's a party Saturday night.
I don't know if I'm going to go.
Is that an only child thing, the whole let's celebrate me for a whole week?
No, I know plenty of
people
that do.
Some people have like a birthday period. I mean, he's real serious about it.
I know.
I actually appreciate when people want to have a party or want something specific for their birthday, and so they make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like my girlfriend Sherry's like that. Like she throws herself a party. She knows exactly how she wants it to be. Well, like her 50th was off the hook. Like she did the whole thing, and Doug stood around going, "You did a great job." Her husband.
It's better than sitting there and being mad
that
and resenting everyone
right.
around you.
Yeah.
I agree.
He throws his own party, and that's what he wants, and he just wants to be around his friends and host a shindig and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's his way of giving back to the gala community, I guess. I don't know.
Did they get invited?
I think so. Every year I go to his party and I meet the new crop of titled people. And and I've, you know.
And what did he say yesterday? The first 100 people get a glass of champagne?
Yeah.
Like, geez, how many people?
Well, and where's my second glass coming from? Because I'm going to be needing some drinks.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. The first 100 people. Mm-hmm. So there's over 100.
Which there were a couple of problems I had with that phrase. Like, how many GD people have you invited? And I guess I got to get there early to get a free glass of champagne? Like, you know.
Well, when they sent out the email, the invite, him and Parissa, right?
Yeah.
Parissa?
Oh, this is
her birthday is right around this time, too, so they're doing a combined one.
Right.
Oh.
Mine is, too, but they didn't include me. I'm fine with that.
But every time the Evites came through, someone was confirming, I kept getting it on my email.
Oh, you can turn those off on Evite.
Oh, I was just like,
make sure that's turned off.
I don't care who's coming to your party.
Right.
Can you just take me off the email, period?
You
does that sound mean?
Are you sure?
I told them.
That's just name dropping at its finest right there.
is that what it is?
Come on.
Yeah. I like to click no notifications about this party. When you say yes to the thing, there's little option boxes.
Okay.
You know, get a notification when anyone comments on this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
You don't want to know all the upper crust that will be arriving with you.
I'm already dreading going to parties in the first place. Like, the last thing I need is a constant reminder that it's on its way.
Oh, speaking of parties, there's a party here. Did you get that email?
I did.
Friday
at 11.
It's a party or it's a meeting?
Well, there's going to be food there, I believe.
So it's a party meeting.
Because I can skip the party, but I felt I'd probably have to be at the meeting.
Yeah, you should probably be there. But I think it said light appetizers or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to cut into my nap time on Friday. But.
Yeah, it's really 11 o'clock on a Friday is super.
It's fine. Well, it's...
So we're going.
I'm not in charge of you.
You're going?
I'm going to.
Yeah,
it.
I'm
going to
go. I think it's important that we go.
I don't have a 2-hour drive home either.
Yeah. Well.
This is, we can't say much about it, but I believe we'll be able to say stuff about it as of tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
I think we could say stuff now. The deal's
please don't.
Done.
Let's not. Who knows?
I agree.
Let's just wait. Uh-oh. Who was that?
That's you.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Just a friend. Good morning.
Which friend?
Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy. Hope you're having a nice day so far. It's early. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's so close to Friday, you can almost smell it. Can't wait for that meeting party tomorrow. Woo! It's going to be great. We'll be giving out tickets for that later on the show. Stand by to win.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.